Welcome to Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, your table breaker. Yes, I'm back. That's correct. I had a good week of sleep and rest. Those of you who follow me on social media, I totally deleted my Twitter app because I was very stressed about Nigerian matters. So I took a break. And yes, I'm back. We're back and the stories are still practically the same. But hey, let's face our business right here on Table Talk, right? I talk about women's issues. If it's your first time here, this is a gendered show, right? I talk about issues that affect women. And my biggest question, like you heard in that promo, is why? I'm an advocate of thoughts. And I say quite often that once we stop thinking, we die. So we continue to probe thought and ask questions about why we do what we do. And if we think that what we do is good enough to continue, if it's not, how can we modify it? How can we make it better? Because one of my favorite lines also, culture is a way of a people. And the people are the people now. So if it's not good for us, we can change it now and going forward. The show is live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Join me there. Leave me your thoughts and your comments and see my lovely face also. By the way, Sherry forgot to announce a winner on the Money Crossfire. So here's the winner for the treasure hunt on the Money Crossfire. Ololade Adekoya is the winner. Congratulations. I'm sure you'll get a message. Ololade Adekoya was the winner on the Money Crossfire treasure hunt. Congratulations to you. You'll get a message and get to your money. Cool, right? All right, the show is in two parts, as you might know if you've been here quite often. The first part is me just giving you summary of what my weekend was like, and then we go on to the main dish, right? That's called the appetizer. So let's get started right away.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
All right, the appetizer on Table Talk, yeah, was basically much me resting, getting myself together. That's it. I just rested. In fact, practically almost zero internet. And I think you should try to be like me once in a while, if you can. If you do take a leave, no matter how short, if you can, get off social media. I mean, just take a break. Just go to a quiet place. Just watch your favorite shows and just relax and take it easy. And then come back like I've come back to break more tables. Yeah, so that's practically it. Take a cue from me. If you have a leave coming up for a bit, don't do other work. Just take a real break. Eat and just rest and come back. And like me right now, get ready to dash more tables. Let's get started.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
Yeah, so throughout this month of May, we've been breaking one particular table over and over and over again. We're not done. I told you we're doing this throughout the month of May. We've extensively talked about the culture of bride price in Nigeria. You have told me about the history of bride price in your culture. And I've proposed instead an exchange of gifts between families instead of a one-way transaction. Yeah. Some of you agreed with me, but some of you totally refused to even consider the idea or to even think about changing this order, because as it was in the beginning, so it is now and so shall it be ever. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Now, we've also discussed the idea of ownership of another human being, be it your spouse or your child. And I know that we've totally smashed that table. I hope you're on my side now and you've agreed that you cannot own another human being and you have to respect the identity and the humanness of another person. Now, last week I wasn't around. The Sunday before that, the 15th of May, was International Day of Families. I really looked forward to that, but hey, I wasn't around. I wanted us to talk about family issues, and the theme was families and urbanization. Just in case you don't know, you guys are calling already. By the way, more and more people are listening to Table Talk. I love it. I totally love it, because the more the merrier. Join me, be an advocate, just as I am, of women's issues, and let's make the world that we want to see. Okay, now let's go on. We've been talking about bride price, right? And how in various cultures, the concept comes from a woman not being hers. She's owned first by her father, especially, and then she's handed over to her husband, who then says he owns her. This is changing very drastically. gradually, I can't say drastically, it's changing gradually. But today, because of the concept of Bright Brides, I want to talk to a special group of women. And you can stay anonymous if you call, that's okay. Now, because of the transactional nature of Bright Price, a lot of men, quite a number of them, cannot afford it. And so we have had instances where women have had to pay their own Bright Prices indirectly. Yeah. I want to talk to this set of women who have paid their own Bright Price. Now, you'd of course didn't go hand it over to your family directly. So you gave it to your spouse, your man, to go pay, or you, some of the things was asked to bring, you gave him money to do it, right? So how's that going? That's just all I want to hear. Why did you do it? How's it going? And do you think there's anything wrong in a woman, I mean, indirectly paying her own Bright Price if the man she wants to marry cannot afford what he's being billed, because it's a billing system, right? And when we talk about the idea of ownership, for those of you who also think that you want that concept of Bright Price to continue, again, I'm aghast, because I actually thought that more men would support this notion to scrap Bright Price, seeing that it makes it easier. But some of you are stuck in your ways because you want to own your spouses. So for those of you in that boat, do you think that if women support you, say you're asked to bring 5 million naira, if she gives you 4.5, I mean, would it reduce your stake on her, your hold, your need to own her? Would that just make it easier? So if you're such a woman and you paid your own Bright Price indirectly, today's show is for you. If you know someone who did, today's show is for you. If you support the notion or you oppose it, today's show is for you. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. Let's get started. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Your radio has to be off. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from my 12th.
Thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
The issue of Bright Price.
Yes.
The main thing is this. Bright Price is not that costly. Like the place where I come from Igbo side, Enugu precisely. So, Bright Price is that is something that costs more than, let me say, 6,000 naira only. So, the main cause of the issue is the celebration, what to cook, what to eat. But the main Bright Price is not costly like that.
But that long list they give, isn't the part of the stuff you're supposed to bring to marry your wife?
The long list.
Yeah, those people that give very long lists. What do they call that list?
Okay, that one is items.
I mean everything together. I mean because if you go with just a 6,000 naira, you can't marry, right? You have to go with all the items.
Okay.
Right. So I'm talking about all that component together.
Okay. If that one is costly.
So do you think the woman should support the man in paying it, or the man has to do it?
No, she can support, but not to pay all.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling me. Good morning. Hello. Oh, I missed that one. Hello, good morning.
Well, no, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank. I'm calling you from Ojualaba.
All right, welcome.
This Bright Price of a thing.
Yeah.
Let's assume now you have male and female children. And somebody comes to marry your child. This child you have trained from nursery to primary to university. And this person just come and carry your female child just like that without paying anything. How would you feel?
let's step back two steps. You know, the first idea is that you believe that because you've invested in your girl, you need to get something in return, right?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. That's how you feel. You think you've invested in her.
I don't know how long you take the time. I just...
Hello?
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, just answer me. I want to get what you mean. Yeah.
Bright Price is some people that is making it to be as if it is a do or die thing. No. It can be anything. It can be 100 naira.
But why? Why do you need the 100 naira?
In case to you.
a woman or a man.
Yeah.
First of all, you ask a person, are you married? Did this man pay your bride price? That is one thing the counselors, the barristers, everybody ask.
I know. I agree. That's what we've been doing.
The way people go about asking, telling about this bride price, I don't think it is good. And again, you talk about, what is the other one you talk about?
Ownership, owning another
women
person.
Supporting their husband.
Yeah.
Or paying the bride price of their, or giving their husband money or their spouse's money to pay their bride price.
Yeah.
That is women that are desperate.
Eh?
Yes, because you hear some women that come out and say, carry me, they go to my husband's house.
Thank you so much. I saw that video. Dennis is on the line. Thank you for holding on. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, Dennis.
Yeah, I want to talk to the concept of owning another person.
Yes, please.
Now, I want to look at it from the other angle.
Okay.
And the opposite angle is disowning someone you're supposed to own. I don't think we should look at it as a strictly negative thing to want to own another person.
Okay.
When you own something, it is basically because you want to be committed to it. You want to take care of it. So it's not wrong to want to own your wife in that sense. Because if you don't own her, that means you're disowning her. That's the opposite.
No. You are trying to scatter my vocabulary. Because to disown someone...
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I said you are trying to scatter my vocabulary because to disown someone is to write them off, right? To write them off from being a part of you, right? And the concept of ownership we're talking about is not in the concept of, oh, you're my husband, you're my wife, we're together. It's in the concept of I own you and you are mine to do with as I please. That's what ownership means. Do you understand? Like if I have a car, if I like, I drive my car. If I like, I won't drive it. If I want it, I'll drive it through the mud. If I want it, I'll wash it. If I like, I won't wash it. It's none of your business. Do you get what I'm saying?
And so the natural thing is for you to take care of what you own. The natural thing is for you to wash your car and keep it clean. And
No, not everyone will do that. I mean, unless you want to.
Fact that we have a few exceptions who act contrary to what is socially acceptable doesn't mean we should change the whole narrative.
You see, well, let's not play the ostrich here. We're in Africa, we're in Nigeria, and we know that when a man tells you that he owns his wife, it doesn't mean it in a positive tone, right? I'm talking about our concept here. I'm not talking just a dictionary meaning. There's a context to it. We're not playing the ostrich. The reality, when a man tells me, like they tell me on Twitter every day, I paid her bride price, I own her. That means she's mine to do with as I please, and you have nothing to tell me about it. Her parents cannot tell me not to beat her because I paid her bad price. That's a reality, right?
Well, in that subjective sense, I'll agree with you.
Thank you.
That's not a general principle.
Well, thank you very much for agreeing. I mean, but that's the context in which we're looking at this. It's not just a dictionary meaning of, oh, I own something. No, but the context of my child is mine. And so I must, even when you are old, there are parents who have grown up children who still believe that they must tell them what to do. And if you don't do what they want you to do, they begin to manipulate you. Both women and men do that. I'm saying that in that context of ownership, like, oh, I raised you. I raised this girl. I sent her to school. I did her a favor by birthing her and sending her to school. So you must pay me something for doing this for this human who is now mine to bid on. So I'm going to give you a list of what I want you to give me for her because she's mine. Do you understand? So we're not playing the ostrich. We're dealing with a specific context in our culture. Good morning. Hello.
Wemimo, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Emmanuel. I'm calling from Idimu.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Thank you very much. The way you break these tables, in fact, sometimes it's as if you come with sledgehammer and you still get some bulldozer.
The idea is to break it now. Sledgehammer, would you welcome to the show?
Thank you for the discussion. My own contribution is this: the Yoruba, if you allow me,
yes, please.
From the western part of Nigeria, for instance, they usually say that they are not selling out their
daughter.
Girls, their daughters, in quotes. So they kind of make it lenient for the man. Like, okay, you, if you compare the bride price you pay in the West to some other areas, you feel, you see that, ah, some guys say, like, Yoruba people are enjoying, you know.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
So I want to speak as a man against the concept of, I have trained this girl, because I have a daughter, for instance, still early in marriage.
Yeah.
I have a daughter, and so I can't say because I sent her to school. She's educated, she's well to do now. So you, this man that you want to come, you have to pay me like an equivalent of what I already spent
on her
to bring her up to this level.
Yeah.
You know, if you do that, then it's nothing different from slave trade.
Absolutely.
Slave trading. And that is not what marriage is about.
Absolutely.
So if should we continue that kind of culture from your introduction, I would say no.
Good.
I would say no. I would say no. Then the other aspect of a woman
supporting the man.
The man in paying the bride price. Ekola said it's when the woman is desperate.
Desperate, huh?
Well, to some situations it's like that. But in some other areas, if the man is not does not have everything it takes to do it, and the lady is really willing, and both of them are real friends, come on.
Because I don't understand what you inadvertently mean is that a woman who's better off, I mean, financially than the man, if she's marrying a man of a lower financial status, that means she's desperate. Because if the man is unable to pay the bride price, it possibly means that he doesn't have as much money as a woman does. And if they both found each other, love each other, and the woman has more money, shouldn't her money be our money too? I mean, isn't that what y'all advocate for? But suddenly she's desperate. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes, let me try to dissect something right now.
Yes, please.
I think you are misleading people. You are trying to push your own ideology.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No. You are not wrong. You are correct, actually.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell them my own ideology, but I'm not misleading them. I'm only taking you down a lane of thought.
Okay. Let me tell you something now.
Okay.
My thought: a broadcaster or a presenter should always stay neutral or in the middle, but then you're always on the other side of things, which is not quite good.
Okay.
You get now if you.
So what do you want me to do about that now?
Oh, if you did symbolic anthropology, you let me. Why?
I'm listening. I'm with you.
Okay. If we did a symbolic anthropology, you understand the.
You see yourself? Like, okay, what do you want me to do about that? Because that's not going to change. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
Please switch off your radio. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Okay. They say they don't understand. You are trying to make things balanced.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make things easy for each party, that a material necessity should not buy life.
Absolutely.
But rather, it should be used to, complement each other.
Absolutely.
That is what you are trying to portray to us.
That's it.
So, but they are taking it as a do-or-die affair of tradition.
Yeah.
So, if you don't have a car, you see me on the way, you say, give me a lift.
Yeah.
Does that mean that I'm not a material to you?
Absolutely.
So I think a material necessity, whoever has it higher, should use it to complement the other.
That's it.
That is what Bible says.
That's it.
He said, the poor are always in your midst.
Mm.
So that means it's recommended that we should help the poor.
Right.
And so if a woman bring a man to the house for introduction for marriage, it is the responsibility of the parents to know what does he do for a living.
Mm.
For instance, as a teacher in the primary school, they will have the kind of second thought that they may not receive salary.
Mm.
Or the salary is very small.
Yeah.
But do you people actually want each other? That is the first thing. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Do you really want each other? But they must have, the woman must have been schooled that money is part of protection, says the Lord.
Yeah.
And if then this man did not receive salary for 1 year, are you ready to stand with him?
Uh-huh.
If it's yes, they will join the marriage.
That's it.
So what you ask a teacher of a primary school to bring for diary and for entertainment is different from what Dangote will bring.
Absolutely. Thank you. I had a good laugh when she said praise the Lord. All right, I'm due for a break. The phone lines are on fire. You can join the conversation on YouTube and Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Leave me your thoughts there. Also on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. People are carrying this matter on their heads over there. That's very good. Let me take this one thought on Twitter. Femi the Great Pandit says, so unfortunate that Africans still think that because he or she paid the school fees and raised a child, then you own them. Ownership mentality is a slave and master idea, which we inherited from foreigners. This is the origin of black tax in Africa. Thank you for the fantastic thought there. It's a concept of master-slave relationship. I own you and you are mine to do with as I please. That's the table we're breaking today. The show's not over. There's a little break coming up. I'll be right back after that. This is Table Talk right now. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Stay with me. Don't go away, all right? Let's break some more tables when I return from this break. Family raised her, so both families can exchange gifts. I mean, if it's to appreciate the family for raising a good child. So, I mean, are you saying that only the daughter is a good child in that new marriage to happen? Both families raised their children, and both children, now adults, met each other, decided to get married. So you're not becoming a bigger family. So yeah, exchange gifts and let it go. That's my proposition. And if you think I'm trying to propose a new thing, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I am. I'm saying that let's think about it. Let's consider why we do what we do and if we think that it should continue, because culture is a way of life of a people. Though our way of life now, how we do things now, that is our culture. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465-7190. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yes, good morning, Wemimo. I belong to call this program.
I'm glad you're here.
My name is Chima. On transit, I'm presently in the Obalende area.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Okay, you were saying something about bright price and the man and the woman getting married and all that.
Yep.
You know, there's something you have to understand. The woman leaves the family, the parent family, and goes to the husband's house. Now, there are two things there. The woman's parent loses the what they call the services and support of the woman, and there is an addition to the husband's family. So that is something you need to take note of.
I disagree. I disagree with you. And here's why. So last month, we talked about the concept of the husband's house. So I talked about that. But let me say it again because you're here now. So what I think that's what we describe generally as what happens. But what actually happens is that two grown-ups, a man and a woman, meet each other. They agree to get married. And they get an apartment or whatever to live in. What happens if you're describing a loss, and I do not see a loss, as if there's a loss at all, there's a loss on both sides, because both of you are leaving your families to make a new family.
No,
so,
Mama, it's not like that. See, I'm a man. I'm married. I have a wife at home.
Yeah.
To me, it is an addition.
Because you think that the house is yours.
Wait, now, that is the way you are looking at it is not the way the parents will look at it.
Which parent are we talking about?
Depends on the lady.
No, the question is, why do they look at it like that? Because I was still with my family, my Obiwale family.
That is why the bride father or the mother, they cry. Because they're about to give out, they're about to lose what they have.
No, you're not losing anything. Oh, yeah. You're not losing. Oh, yeah. What do you mean by you
don't get it?
Is she, you are never going to see her again? She's never going. So what
it's
is
not
it
like that?
How is it? Tell me. I want to know.
That is the way it is. So this all this buying of things, materials, and all that—they are just rights. you know, yeah, marriage
life. I know. I get you. But yeah, I do not get why you say that there is a loss. What are you losing? Like, I don't get it. Like, you mean, because if you have an adult daughter, she possibly just finished university, is working, she's possibly not living at home anymore, or she might be living at home. The same thing with a young man who wants to get married. He has just finished school or learning a trade, is possibly not living at home anymore, or he's living at home. When both young adults decide to get married, they get their own place and they start their own life. They start a new family, different from the families that both of them come out from. The problem is that you are describing this as if the man does not leave his own family to start a new one. It is only the woman that left her own family to start a new family. It's a misconstruction. That's how we describe it. But I'm saying that in reality, I don't see that happening. I see that both man and woman come together to start a new family together. So I don't see a loss. I see a new family starting. But if you insist that there is a loss, then there's a loss on both sides. And I don't even know, what are you losing? What else is lost? Like, your child is no longer your child. I do not understand. Good morning, hello.
Hello,
good morning.
Yes,
good sir. Morning. Good morning. This is Table Talk. What's your name?
My name is Adriel.
Ejiro, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm calling in the respect of this last caller.
Yes.
Like me, when I got married.
Yes.
When I told my mother I'm getting married.
Yes.
My mother cried for me.
Mm.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a support to my mom.
Yeah.
So when that last caller said that the bride's mom cried.
Yeah.
I think It's both sides.
It's both sides.
Because the man in person is leaving his father's house or the mother's house.
Yeah, you're starting your own new family, your own new responsibilities, everything new.
Everything. Because most times, most of the men, them, they're the ones showed out most of the responsibility.
Yeah, you're correct.
They're not the ones, the men that got married.
Responsibility, Darren, yeah.
Responsibility.
You start paying. I'm telling you, it's both ways.
I remember even when I told my mom, I was very scared to tell my mom that I want to marry you. Because I know that the woman will feel bad.
Yeah.
That this one you are getting married, I will not be seeing you.
Like before.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's so normal.
Absolutely.
It's balanced something.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. You guys are getting my point now, right? My job here is just to help you balance things out. Because when we see the woman leaving and coming to a new place, two things happen. In the new place, quote unquote, she's seen as a stranger because she's the one coming to us. No. This is a meeting. There's a meeting point in the middle. You're coming from here. You're coming from here. We meet in the middle and we create a beautiful thing. That's what I think this should be as. But if you're saying, oh, you're the one coming from there here, so you're the one that should come and learn about us. We talked about the concept of the husband's house last month in the last series, right? You can catch up the episode on YouTube and Facebook if you wish. Sunday's on the line from Bariga. Is this you there? Hello? Oh, no. I think your line's gone off. Good morning. Hello? Sorry about that. Okay, I'd like to read some comments from WhatsApp and Facebook and YouTube. Mohammed Hansi Adeza on where now? Facebook says, welcome back, my dear. Struggle of the day continue. I kid you not. The struggle is real. Let me see. Wisdom Val says, bride price is like a traditional thing to the man. So before you want to get married as a man, be ready. Because if that is done indirectly by the woman, that woman won't give you peace and respect in that home. There you go again. And you won't have your say as a man. There you go again. So if a woman supports you in paying the lease and all of those stuff, she would not give you peace. Eh? That means you opened your eyes and you married a troublesome person. You knew you were marrying a troublesome because you are preparing for the trouble. You open your eyes and you want to marry a troublesome person that will give you trouble. So you knew what you were doing. And you also said that you won't have your say as a man. What do you mean? You won't be able to talk? What do you mean by your say as a man? Do you understand where I'm going? Olutokpe Ogunshola is on Facebook saying, Wemimo, you have a very long way to go. There is a lot of education for my people, especially our men. Well, my job is to continue to do this every Monday. Let's continue to prod thoughts and keep thinking, right? Samuel Egwuoli is on Twitter saying, of course, the only obstacle to Brad Price stopping is women themselves. They love the idea of having someone pay money to their families to show off. Do you think so? Do women like that concept of bringing plenty stuff? Your own is even more than your sister's own. So you're comparing. Don't be ridiculous. Isso Abdul Hakim, how will Brad Price be scrapped when it's part of a culture and it's permitted religiously? Brad Price is inherent and should not be whitewashed. Well, it can be changed. Charles Bassey, I just newly got married and I must confess what I went through in the name of Brad Price is draining. Families should start looking out for the welfare of their daughters after the union and not what they can get in the name of Brad Price. I feel your pain, my brother. I feel your pain. All right. Let's take some more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please put off your radio. What's your name?
Let me see. Make a call for question.
Your radio has to be off. You have a few seconds to do that.
As office.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
So about this women that say that they pay the bride price. Know that if you meet a man cannot. If it's the bride price, some parents, if you give them the money, they will give you the money back. If you want to marry a lady, want to marry a man. If you afford everything, that is that bride price, that little money. Sometimes it's 3,000, 5,000, 1,000. Let that man bring that money. Sometimes the parents will turn it back. Because if that man did not pay that kind of money, tomorrow you will be calling radio station and say, my husband is a lazy man. Don't you know before?
Okay, I got your point. So I don't know what you mean because I think we have a big problem. There's a big distrust between people getting married. You don't trust each other, yet you're getting married because you're so very sure that the person you're getting married to would disrespect you if you do not have enough money. So why are you marrying them? You're very certain that this person you're getting married to, if she supports you in paying the bride price, she will ridicule you. So why are you marrying somebody who you are very sure would ridicule you? Why are you doing that to yourselves, both men and women? All right, I'm on WhatsApp now. Stella from Coca says, there is no big deal in paying bride price. Besides, the money a man gives his in-law to cook is to cook what people will eat during the occasion. Okay. We are humans and not animals. We're more that just see each other and begin to climb each other than produce children. We place value on ourselves, and so shall it continue to be. There's nothing like breaking tables, Mr. Agar said. So placing value is giving somebody a back-breaking lease because you place value, right? So why don't you place value both ways? Or you think the value is just one way? All right. Akomaye from Mikorodu on WhatsApp. Brad Price is paid so that the man will have value for his wife. Is that what eventually happens, though? Doesn't it now come back as a boomerang? Like a man, I mean, there are plenty of them talking to me on Twitter saying, I paid a Brad Price. I spent a lot of money to get married to you. So you're mine to deal with as I please. I'm not sure it always works out that the man then begins to value the wife because he paid a lot for her. I don't know, but you tell me. You say okay, I do not care for. Sunday from my papa on WhatsApp. To me, a woman can help in talking to her mom or dad about the lease, not giving the man the money to pay. Collecting 5 million and above for such would only make it look like you're selling your child to the man. All right. The woman bears the husband's surname, so it's a loss to the bride's parent. Henry from Igbomu. No, it's not a loss to the bride's parent. It's a loss to that woman. She loses her identity. You think you lost your child because you thought the child was yours? No, your child is a full human. That's why I'm taking it one step after the other. She loses her identity when she decides to take her husband's surname. And we can, after this series, we're talking about the idea of surname change next. Welcome back to a lovely session for me. I really appreciate your efforts towards building a home for all and not for a house, only for the man being the head and not the woman being the slave. Samson from Awoyaya, thank you for thanking me. I'm here so that everybody can have a vibrant life. That's it. Yoruba families celebrate giving out the daughter's hand in marriage. The bride price is a token. The bride's family spend more. That is how it was until we now started copying mindless tradition, right? In fact, in the Yoruba tradition, it's a woman's family that will spend money. If you have daughters, forget the 40 pieces of yam they will bring, and maybe kola nut and all those bitter kola and stuff. The bride's family will spend so much money cooking, and all the reception money is on your head. Jamil says, bride price is not the issue. It's that long list attached to it. So I'm, like I said, I'm putting everything together because you can't have one without the other. So I'm talking about everything as a whole. All right. Let me take a few more calls. I think one more and then I have to go. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, you have Sochebu on the line.
Sochebu, please go ahead.
Yeah. I think the issue of bride price is very important.
Okay.
It's for arrangement. It's for things to go on well. If you strike off the payment of a bride price, you see disorderliness.
How? Why?
Yes. It will be easy for me to take you at any time as my wife. Without going home to see the parents.
No, now. So you mean that if you go home to see the parents with gift, and the parents of the woman you want to marry also give you gifts in return, you have not married. Nobody is asking you to become, I mean, like chickens on the road. No, I'm saying that there should be an exchange from both families. You think that devalues the concept of marriage?
When we talk about bride price, remember it's not just paying money.
Mm-hmm.
In the time past, like the one recorded in the Bible, a man had to for 7 years for the woman.
No, that one is not a stated culture. That one was straight by batter that they decided to do. But I really need to go now, but thank you. Again, let's continue to prod thought again, because once we stop thinking, we die. So it might not, again, there isn't a one switch that we do on and off. Otherwise, I would just have switched, boom, boom. All of you would just be thinking like me, but it can't happen. I keep thinking about these things and I ask myself questions, and I bring these questions to you. And my favorite question to ask is always asking, why? Why do we do this? Why? Why is it like this? Why can't this change? If it can't change, and some of you have come on my side, I'm excited about that. And I'll see you again next week, Monday, 9 to 10 a.m. I'm on social media at Wemimo Sports, where we can keep talking. Have a fabulous day. Let's break some more tables. Still on this conversation next week, Monday, 9 to 10. Thank you for being here.
Be patient and pray to God that God is going to answer her prayer.